We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I like a Van Gundy called game. I like a... Here's why I like Walton, and even though with Walton in pass, I'm telling you, they didn't seem like they were on good footing in that tournament. They just didn't. But you tell me otherwise, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think they may be not on good footing during the game at times because there's certain things that Bill just says. But no, I think they're good friends.
Do you ever get in a game, though? You do games all the time. You ever get in a game and it's like third quarter? And I understand, you know, let's say like one of the SEC games you got, right?
Sure.
It's a big-time game, and you're in the SEC, so you're open. You can talk about Will Levis, Anthony Richardson. You can talk about the other quarterbacks, all these other type of things. Do you ever just turn it into a talk show?
Yes, but that typically happens in the second half if it's a blowout.
It's all reserved for blowouts.
Yeah, I mean, typically the game, you hope the game dictates what you talk about. There's certain times for commentary about a player or a story here and there. But, yeah, I mean, the talk show stuff, like, put it this way. That game I did in Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk show.
Sounds like the best time ever.
It was a talk show.
Do you come prepared with, like,
oh God,
let me
tell you something about prep for these games.
Yeah.
And this is not my prep. This is what I've learned.
Okay, and you got to let me know. I'm giving people background
And I
here.
I take this... and I have learned this over the years. I mean, you prep your butt off for these games. And people that just get into the calling games, they don't get this. Like, you prepare. You put in hours and hours and hours into these games. And I've got a note or 10 notes on every player, 2-3 deep on both teams. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that you're going to use
10%. 10% is the number.
Of what you prepare. So the good thing is when you get into some of those games, when it's a blowout and it's 56-7, you start pulling your nuggets out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if because you specifically
you
had.
Dude, you just don't know.
I didn't know if you specifically had garbage time conversations, though. Like, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, you're like, all right, if the game goes sideways,
well,
we're talking about this.
If this kid, you know, who knows? Maybe he... it was not going to make it to the game because of whatever reason. But let's say this guy's got a sister who just beat cancer or something. And all of a sudden you talk about that. You talk about anything you want. But typically those stories are hard to get in when the game's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't watch a game and then all of a sudden you have the tug at the heartstrings type things.
Bill Walton's a little different, man. Because that guy's such a wild card. I mean, he could just throw in anything.
He goes everywhere and anywhere.
He could, yeah.
That's what I like. I like the wild card factor of a Walton or a Van Gundy, where you just don't even know. It doesn't even make sense to where the broadcast or anything is going, right? Like, they don't need a fun graphic to pop up and then introduce to then all of a sudden be like, all right, let's talk about the SEC and the quarterback rankings because we have this graphic that says we're doing it. It's more just like, I don't know what they're doing over here. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it.
It's crazy to me because I always tell my producer where I want to go. Like, we're not going to show the middle linebacker who just made the tackle if I want to talk about the quarterback. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think that's a part about Walton that throws people off, though. There's no...
All of a sudden, this guy makes this amazing dunk, and it's a two-point game, and then he wants to talk about the backup point guard.
It's like watching a John Wick movie, and then all of a sudden, like, a slice of Barney comes in. You're like, what happened here? We were watching John Wick. This was action, and now all of a sudden, I have a child song.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm always curious about this stuff. Mainly because I wish we did more of that. I think baseball would be much better if we did more of that, to be honest. Baseball, 162-game season.
Mm-hmm.
You got so much time in between. Yeah, I feel like back in the day, you know, 40, 50 years ago, you used to have these baseball broadcasters that would just talk for hours about nonsense. I mean, absolute, utter nonsense. I like that. I don't hate that. I don't need everything to be about the game 24-7. I think it can be kind of fun. Other thing about college hoops, and we'll get to your story in just a second here. Do you like the upsets for college basketball this year? And do you like the fact that when you look at a box score, a lot of the time it's just what the three-point percentage is and that's it? Like Iowa State shot 9%. Purdue shot 19%. A lot of these games, like it doesn't matter. You can be out-rebounding. You can be you can have more assists. You can have better field goal percentage. But if a team goes 3-for-24 from three-point percentage, like that's it. That's the game.
That's pretty much the stat that matters. I mean, you're playing a one-game playoff, right? So all you have to do is have a great night shooting. And you win. Look at Fairleigh Dickinson.
Dickinson,
yeah. They beat the number one team in the country.
And they weren't even good. That's the weird part about that.
Didn't they like squeak in by winning their conference tournament?
Purdue? No, but I'm talking even in the game. In the game.
Oh, yeah. They weren't great.
You know, UMBC against garbage. Virginia. UMBC against Virginia. That game was tied at the half, and then UMBC went off in the second half. It's like, all right, it made sense. They just shot lights out, everything added up. Fairleigh Dickinson didn't do anything great. Purdue would have got beat by 55 teams in the tournament in that game. They have a tree for a big man. He's like 7'4" in Zach Edey.
Zach Edey's amazing.
He got 21-13, and they didn't pound it low to him every single play for some unknown reason. And then they ended up losing because they shot 19% from three. You're not going to win shooting 19% from three.
Yeah, twos count too.
I made the joke about it the other day. I was like, if you played a drinking game towards mid-range jump shots, you'd leave stone cold sober to every game in college basketball.
Yeah.
It just doesn't exist.
It's all about the three ball.
Is that the Steph Curry generation, though? You know, we got to the point where those kids are now old enough. Steph Curry,
man, I'm telling you, I was watching
8 years ago was at the top of the game.
You and I were watching this game. You were barely watching yesterday. It was Eastern Kentucky and Charlotte.
You're right, I was barely
in
watching.
In the NIT or CBI.
You almost had your Cornell moment, is that right?
It was close. I mean, they had this dude, this little 5'8 white dude, who was shooting like Steph Curry. I mean, he was crossing half court and just chucking and hitting every single one of them.
Gets hot, just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
It's the generation. I'm telling you, guys or kids or high school players, whatever, like they see this game that we watch. They're all about the three ball.
And it's really...
No one's into layups
anymore.
And it's
really showing. But it's really showing when you watch these games.
Yep, 100%.
That's all it is. It's three balls, and then we'll pound it down low, and then we'll try to draw a foul, and that's it.
That's right.
It's insane to me. Which, by the way, I hate when we get late in these games, and you know when you have gambling purposes on it. The truth serum's there when you're gambling.
Man, there's been so many bad beats, and now that gambling's becoming so much more prevalent, the bad beats get posted more virally.
I do like that side of things. I empathize in a bad beat.
I do too. Did you see the bad beat in you saw the TCU bad beat, right?
Yeah, that was I had TCU
plus three.
I got him plus 4.5.
Okay, well that three helped you.
Yeah, yeah.
There was another one. Did you see the one the other night? It was on Van Pelt.
Wait, do you think the guy at TCU, do you think he knew what he was doing there?
No.
You don't think he had any idea what the line was?
No, I think he was trying to give himself a three-pointer.
Man, if I was a college basketball player, I'd know all this stuff. I would know what the line is. I'd know what the over-under is. It would be my wink-wink to everyone. I would know it, and I would try to dictate it at the very end to whatever way I wanted.
It's funny. I would say this now because it's become so much more prevalent. But like back when I played, we rarely knew what the spreads were. We kind of knew like...
You knew the national title game, right? Because it was so big.
Yeah, because it was like 13, 14 points.
So like one of the largest spreads for a national title
game.
Honestly,
I think that's maybe the first time I ever even heard of a spread.
Really? That was it?
Yeah.
Were you insulted when you heard that? You're like, wait, we're down by two touchdowns?
I didn't even really know what it meant. I knew that it meant that we were not favored to win.
If you knew gambling the way you know it now, though.
Oh, God. It would probably change things.
That would have been demoralizing as hell. You're like, wait, Vegas thinks we're two touchdown underdogs here?
Man.
You're like, how much college football do I watch? Two touchdown underdogs don't win often.
No. I think it even opened at like 16, 17. Maybe have closed it like...
Do you ever wonder if that's why you're as revered as you are around these parts? Because you made people a lot of money in that game?
I don't think I've made anybody money. I think I made people happy.
Well, you made people happy for sure. But there are certain people that got plus whatever number that was outstanding on betting on Ohio State to win that game.
I've heard stories.
That you don't forget.
of people that bet with their bookies or whatever and had the money line. And the money line was like plus 380, plus 400.
Had been huge if it's a two touchdown spread.
Yeah, it was like 4-1, 5-1 odds.
Somebody not only paid their mortgage, they paid their mortgage and then some based off that's of right. that. I mean, that's great. It's outstanding. You had one other story in college basketball.
So this just came across the desk.
And we'll get to Elijah Moore coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
So the NCAA is suspending a coach. Okay, Ferris State, they are a Division II powerhouse.
You ever gamble on them?
I've never gambled on them.
They have a really good hockey team, I feel like.
I've done a couple of their games, actually.
I think I knew somebody that was like a hockey broadcaster at Ferris State, and they were awesome.
Maybe. I mean, Ferris State is a good team. So they just won the national championship, and apparently after the game, two players lit up cigars in the locker room. Well, the problem with this is the locker room just happens to be smoke-free, and the head coach, Tony Anise, the reigning Division II national championship head coach, has been given a one-game playoff suspension by the NCAA for these players lighting a cigar.
So what do we do with Joe? What do we do with like Joe Burrow and all these guys that have made lighting up a cigar after like big time wins?
I don't know. Maybe are those rooms not smoke free?
I mean, what are we doing here? Smoke free?
Players didn't get suspended.
Ferris State was also fined $2,500 by the NCAA and charged $15,000 by. It's kind of funny. I've actually called the Division II national championship. McKinney is the school district in Texas where they play the game at. That school district charged them $15,000 to clean. Really? Because they smoked two cigars? $15,000 to smoke it out?
Yeah, that sucks.
That sounds like a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. They didn't make.
And then a
D2,
suspension?
You didn't make that money on that. Yeah, that sucks.
But the players didn't get suspended, right?
I don't know who the players were. It doesn't say.
I like the headline for these stories, by the way. Like,
look, that would be in there.
Who writes this stuff? NCAA lights up D2 coach with ban for title cigars. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, we nailed this one. Somebody thought this was really good. This is odd to me.
Silly.
It's very odd. It's very silly. These are the type of things that sometimes these conferences, they just take themselves a little bit too seriously. They take themselves a little bit too seriously, and honestly, nobody cares. Nobody thinks twice about it.
It's silly.
I guess they also did it in 2021, which resulted in a fine and a warning not to do it again.
They were?
They were told.
In what year?
2021. You were told, I don't want to be Mr. Rules guy here, because that's not what I want to do. You were told 2 years ago not to do it. You did it again. $15,000 is insane.
Was it the same school district? By the way.
It's the same players.
This stadium.
The same team.
John, this stadium.
Is it insane?
In McKinney?
It's Texas. I mean, that's what.
Yeah. So I called the Division II title game there about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's the booth in the stadium. Better than most colleges.
Yeah, I saw high school stadiums in Texas that were just the most impressive things I've ever seen in my life.
It's like a $200 million stadium for high school.
They're ridiculous. Yeah, they're absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. So Tom Pelissero tweeted out, Ken Francis is a Florida man who most recently was pitching a home fitness invention. He now is trying to negotiate a 9-figure contract with NFL teams who are being told they're not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent. We've known for a while that Lamar had been trying to ditch his mom as his agent and was trying mm-hmm. to hire somebody that was not NFLPA certified, but was a little bit more respected across the industry than his mom. Lamar has responded and said, stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me with a couple, the laughing emojis. These are the ones with the tears, though.
Not yeah.
Like the, you know, I mean, those are that means business. That means you really think it's a ha-ha. I always feel weird when I send like three ha-has in a row. I think I did it to Keith earlier today. It's my sign of being like, yeah, you got me. That's good. Lamar's off the deep end here, though, Dust. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea what he thinks he's going to accomplish out of this. I don't know if he just doesn't want to hire a certified agent. I don't know what he's. I really don't know what he's trying to do here. For a while, I thought that he was going down the Omni Saint route, which is Roquan Smith's representation, and then also Laremy Tunzel's representation that was not certified by the NFLPA. And then for like a while, I just thought it was legitimately Roquan Smith. Like, nobody knows where this guy is. Nobody knows that he actually exists. Like, people go on like actual search hunts to try to find this guy. I thought he was going that route. I've never heard of Ken Francis before. I have no idea who he is, though.
Nor have I.
He's a home fitness inventor? How does that even mean? Like, is he like Tybo?
He's like invented like the shake weight.
The shake weight? I knew you'd go shake weight. How much do you
thigh blaster?
How much do you have to sell in order to be considered
the ab roller
inventor?
Thigh blaster.
Remember the thigh blaster?
Yeah.
Squeeze your thighs together.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a different name though.
No, it was the thigh blaster.
No,
dude.
It wasn't.
What is the worst
My
home
mom used
fitness?
To use it.
What is the?
But
of course
it called the thigh blaster.
What's it called?
Housewives across America thought the thigh blaster was going to cure everything.
I guarantee it was called the thigh blaster.
They sold it like it was.
I think it's the thigh master.
Thigh master? I thought everything was a blaster though. Didn't they have like everything
blaster.
Was a blaster?
I mean, there it is.
Leg blaster.
Thigh master.
Thigh master, thigh blaster, blaster, same difference.
Suzanne Summers, thigh master.
Who the hell
Sounded
gives
really
a difference?
Good. Oh, Suzanne Summers. That's charlatan.
Well.
Let me tell you about 12-year-old Jonathan and Suzanne Summers for a second.
Wow. Whoa.
Ooh. AZ. This show, you just... The worst part is when you say something and then you do the eyebrows or something and we're on radio so people can't tell that you just did the eyebrows. Suzanne Summers had like a Suzanne Summers diet. My mom was convinced that like the whole family needed to do this because she wanted to do it. And so like 12-year-old me was on the Suzanne Summers diet for like 3 months. It was the worst experience of my life. Why are you putting a 12-year-old... I can't even gain weight at 12 years old. You know what I mean?
No.
The whole family's on the Suzanne Summers diet because my mom wanted to be on the Suzanne Summers diet.
Were you on these like bars that are like really dry and like had no taste to them?
No, the Suzanne Summers diet was, I'd have to look it back up. It was like, I think it was almost like keto before keto. It had all sorts of different rules to it and was just like, what are we doing here? Why am I on this? Mom wanted to be on it. So we had to go ahead.
Mom wanted to be on it.
We had to go ahead and do that. Just miserable. It's like 3 months of my life as a 12-year-old.
How'd she feel about it today?
She'd probably be like, I'd do it again. you learned discipline from that one, didn't you? You should thank Suzanne Summers. She dominated that fitness charlatan world with all the different schemes. Man, if I could go back in time, okay, 25 years
Dude,
ago.
I just wish I would have like been in early on P90X. That was a solid 4-year run.
Any of them, man. Do you know how many people just didn't know anything about fitness or health?
Dude, Beach Body Company, man. Give me in on that company.
All you do is just hire somebody that looks like they are actually in shape and then put them on a label, and America just bought it like crazy.
By the way, do you remember the days where we're like, if you got home from school at like 2 o'clock and you turn on ESPN and all we're seeing is hot chicks on a beach doing aerobics?
Yeah.
That's like all they aired.
Nice childhood. We had.
Between.
It wasn't terrible.
Dude.
I'm saying, nice
childhood. I used to love getting home from school. I'd turn on the ESPN and there'd be like.
Who are you right now?
What do you mean?
I turn on the ESPN for the commercials? You're like, I read Playboy for the articles guy. What is going on here?
I'm telling you, the shows were fantastic. You're either getting like the what do they call those shows with the lifting? The heavy lifting.
World Strongman. I did watch a lot of World Strongman.
Those were always on.
Yeah, they throw the kegs.
Magnuson.
You'd get that.
And then they pick up the big heavy balls and they had to like stack them up.
Atlas, thank you.
Yeah, Atlas, yeah. And it was insane though. How is that a sport? And we loved it. We just watched all of it.
Do it.
I'd watch it for hours. No, I know it's incredibly impressive. But
listen.
Like, do you realize how boring of a concept that sounds?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I got an idea, guys. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to have really, really strong people just pick up really, really strong, heavy-weighted balls, and then they're going
to
put them on a stand.
From what I remember,
in ascending order.
They got cute, and instead of the balls, they were like in the shape of like the country they were in.
Oh,
you remember
really?
Those? It was like Africa or something. It was
you'd have a real advantage if it was like the shape of France. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's wild.
The 14-year-old in me used to love the cheerleading competitions on ESPN.
For the cheers.
Of course.
He's a big rah-rah guy. He's a go team go guy. Spirit guy.
I'm just saying the content that is on television now is a lot different.
They still have the cheerleading competitions on television.
Now we've got a talking heads show on every hour of every network.
You ever watch Cheer on Netflix?
I sometimes you just want to watch somebody on a thigh master on the beach.
Blaster.
Take that as a no. No, no, you don't want to watch that. There's a reason why it's not on anymore.
Why not? It's fantastic.
No, this is like us. You're convincing. You're convincing yourself. You know? Like I.
You don't remember when aerobics were airing on ESPN?
Every now and then, I convince myself that like watching late night infomercials was like one of the best times of my life. Where I'm like, ah, Miss Cleo, these commercials are great.
I've never once thought
it's like,
that.
No, they're not.
Didn't call your
like the nonstick pans and all the Shazam or ShamWow commercials.
Ooh, Gotham Steel, man. Let me tell you,
I bought one of those,
dude.
I didn't. It's the only thing I've actually ever bought from it.
What'd you buy?
The Gotham Steel, the pans that don't stick.
The gold
dude,
pans.
They actually worked.
I want.
They worked. They crap. I mean, after like 3 months, they didn't work anymore. But they did work. They didn't stick and everything. It was great.
The ShamWow.
Got a solid like
I'm telling you, the dude who sells the Flex Steel.
Oh, yeah.
The I don't know what it is.
It's a billionaire.
Yes.
Yeah. What's this? Billy something, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he invented it.
Oh, Billy Mays doesn't do that. That's right.
Well, he's the guy in the commercial, right?
Yeah, he died. Well, the ShamWow guy ended up in a lot of problems.
Yeah. He was in jail, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot wrong with him, which, again, if you make money being a, late night pitch man, it's probably makes sense. Let's go to Mike. Mike up next in the fan. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Her name was Kiana Tom. From the aerobics in the afternoon. I remember very well.
She's phenomenal.
Yes. Oh, my. And she did Playboy.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. She did. Come on. I went to an all-boys Catholic school. I knew she did. Oh, okay. And I still, to this day, 1 a.m., right. Three's
easy,
Company.
Easy.
I still,
easy.
Three's
easy.
Company. Three's Company, Suzanne Summers, still. Come and knock on my door. We'll be waiting for you. Whether this is our house and whose it is, Three's Company,
too. No one knows the words for the final part there. Everyone just kind of dances around it like, Three's Company,
but no, who loves, is it either Mr. Roper Or the couple. I loved Mr. Roper better than Don Knotts.
Mr. Roper.
Than Don Knotts.
Okay.
Yes. And let's go to the Regal Beagle. I'll see you soon.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. Okay. Keith, can we make that a promo?
Yeah, that was some singing talent right there.
That's exactly how everyone sings that song. And then they get to the final part and no one knows it.
No one knows it.
Three's Company,
two.
Kiana Tom. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Take a peek?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if it jogged my memory was all. I don't get where he's like, oh, I went to an all-boys Catholic school, so I would know. I went to an all-boys Catholic school. I have no idea what that means. Got hoodwinked in that whole fiasco.
I didn't, and I know.
Remember in like seventh grade, one of the kids came back to my grade school, and they're like, yeah, like because he went to the all-boys Catholic school that I went to, and he was like, yeah, like you just focus so much better. It's amazing. And then like 2 years into being at the school, I'm like, that was just a bunch of nonsense. What am I doing here? That was a miserable idea. So anyway, so this guy.
Don't knock on my door. I'll be waiting for you.
Ken Francis, fitness.
Love Mr. Roper. Love Mr. Roper.
You think Lamar plays this year?
Good transition. Yeah, I do.
Do you think it's with Baltimore or you think it's with Indy? Indy seems to be the hot name right now.
I think it's with Baltimore.
I don't see a world where that happens.
Okay.
I want you to be, I don't know, do I want you to be right or do I want you to be wrong at this point?
I don't.
At one point this offseason, Dustin, I was like, I think getting rid of Lamar would be one of the best moves that the Browns would make this offseason, and it's not even a move that they would make. Weird things are happening around Lamar. I think he realizes that he cost himself a bunch of money. I think he realizes that this whole thing has not gone the way that he thought it would. And I think that he's kind of deep down worried that he's going to turn into Cam Newton, who at 26 was awesome and at 27 was never awesome ever again.
Yeah, but Cam Newton also had a lot of injuries, and the biggest injury was to his shoulder, his throwing shoulder, and Lamar Jackson doesn't have any issues to his upper body.
We do have an update, by the way. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler saying that our guy, Ken Francis, has told ESPN that he has not contacted anyone on Lamar's behalf, and Lamar has obviously publicly denied that Francis has been contacting teams on his behalf. Francis is business partners with Lamar on portable gym equipment, And that's the extent of their business dealing. So we'll talk about this a little bit more. We'll talk about Elijah Moore, as one of the newest Browns spoke to the media earlier today. And we'll put a bow on this one. It's Jonathan in for Nick with Dustin. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
I'm Aaron Hawksworth here to help you beat the books with BetQL. Florida Atlantic looks to continue their March run tonight against Tennessee. FAU plus 5.5 underdog, but the BetQL is looking at the total. BetQL has Florida Atlantic Tennessee under 129.5 as a 5-star best bet. They actually think this number should be 126.5. I'm Aaron Hawksworth. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today.
Ray Magliazza here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Lima for QC Kinetics. And if you have joint pain and they're telling you surgery is your best option, stop what you're doing right now. Call QC Kinetics because the folks there are using the latest, most advanced regenerative treatments to bring lasting pain relief the natural way. I know firsthand, I've received 2 injections already and starting to get that shoulder fixed up to where it needs to be. Regenerative medicine, how does it work? Well, it harnesses your own body's healing agents to restore and repair damaged tissue in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, and your back. The precision treatments are done in the office with no drugs and no downtime. And now hundreds of clinics all over America and 3 right here in Northeast Ohio. So there are so many patients who are satisfied thanks to the solutions provided by QC Kinetics, Independence, Westlake, and Beachwood, where you can get a free consultation right now. Give them a call, 216-770-5488. You can get the relief you've been waiting for without going under the knife. That's QC Kinetics, 216-770-5488. QCKinetics.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.